It's a chance for them to get a lot of snaps. And who you are in the NFL is what you put on tape. And for most of these guys, this will be a big part of their resume. And whether or not they're able to make catch on here, it's going to be what they other teams will look at to evaluate them for a potential spot on their team. Who are some of the guys you should watch?
Who do you think might impress?
You should watch all eight of them. Those are my boys.
What part of this whole training camp, preseason experience with Chip has most resonated with you, particularly about him, if I know what I'm saying?
I like the aspect of the sports science applications and how it relates to recovery. So training camp doesn't become a mauling session where you're just killing each other and wearing each other's bodies down over and over and over again. You do have those days, but he knows that and lets you recover enough from that before you ever do it again.
So how do you feel now compared to how you would normally feel August 27th going into the season?
Feel pretty good.
Is there a noticeable difference?
Well, there's a noticeable difference all training camp long. Okay. It's like I said, you're not continually beating yourself down, and it's not adding up exponentially. The practices on top one another on top of each other, just pounding on your body. It's like you're getting a chance to recover. So we definitely feel that.
Do you expect that to be a big factor then when you play your first three games in an 11-day span?
I would think so. And even after we play that first game, we're going to be beat up a little bit, but whatever we have to do to recover, we're going to do. The coaches know what we need to do in that aspect.
So would you say, versus going to Lehigh, and having to make that trek and being home and not having the 2 days, would you say you feel more refreshed? Would that be a good word?
I wouldn't say – I don't think it matters where you have the training camp as far as whether you're refreshed or not. I think it's the application of the sports science and the load you're putting on your body each day and adjusting to overworking and things like that.
So how about not having the 2 days? Then, would you say the feeling is much different for you guys physically than it has been in years past?
Absolutely. 2 days are for the birds. we hate those. If you're gonna do something like a 2-a-day, you gotta have some time to recover. But the constant grind of 2-a-days, 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 you're just beating yourself up.
And now, sports science is a general, all-encompassing term. Is there something specific, whether it's the diet, the sleep, the training? That
I'm not giving you our secrets.
You don't have to give me the secrets.
No,
but that's been the biggest benefit to you.
To sum it all up, I would say education. Teaching the guys, proper nutrition, proper amounts of sleep. They're just really good communicating to us exactly what we need to do and take into our body to recover efficiently.
There's a lot of time between now and your first game. Would you like to get a little bit more playing time in there? And no, you're not on Thursday.
A little more playing time? Like where?
But would you like to practice some more? More game action before that first game?
Oh, no.
You're good.
I'm good. I think we're good. Yeah, let these guys have their chance. Let these guys have their shot. Give us some more time to recover, more time to game plan, and we'll continue to work out and condition and those things. But as far as another game, I don't think we need that just yet.
Where would you say the first team offense is in terms of, you're not going to take